Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the noon report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And today we're looking at the topic of anxiety and how our thoughts and beliefs play a major role in this.
Yeah, Brandon, we sure are. And I'll tell you what, we're all aware these days of how important a topic mental health is and how it's a real challenge in our nation right now. And there's so much to share about this, Brandon. I'm going to make this a two-parter. So we're going to discuss some things about anxiety today, but there's lots to share. So we're going to have a second part coming up in a couple of weeks as well.
Chris, we've seen with the cases of mental health concerns increasing significantly with the pandemic, and also these mass shootings are calling into question this whole area as well. So this is definitely a timely topic.
It really is. And I'll tell you what, as we set the stage for our discussion today, Brandon, I want to point a few things out first, okay? There's three points I need to make right now. And the first is that the terminology that we're using, mental health versus mental illness. Everybody out there, if you're alive today, you have mental health just like you have physical health. Not everybody has the same quality or the same level of mental health as others, and the same can be said for physical health. So just like you can have physical illnesses, you also then have mental illnesses. So the terms mental health and mental illness are not interchangeable. They're used interchangeably, but they shouldn't be. The second thing I want is to just draw attention, because of all the shootings we're seeing, there's evil, there's wickedness in our world. We know that as Christians. And because of what we see with these shooters, we got to be careful. We're not automatically saying that they're mentally ill. Is it possible? Well, of course, it's possible that they're mentally ill, but we also have to remember they could be just agents of evil at the same time, that they are very potentially evil people. Those people are out there. We can't discount that. And secular society is very quick to do that. They're very quick to try to say it's mental illness that's causing it. And I'm not going to say it isn't. It could be, but it's not always likely. So what happens is folks with mental illness are getting stigmatized because of this. And we have to really be careful about doing that. The media does a horrible job of distinguishing between the two, because by and large, our media outlets are secular. They're not going to necessarily call into question and point to the fact that these shooters are potentially evil people. You're not going to hear that much. And thirdly, we're not going to focus today's segment nor next week solely on mass shootings, but we're going to have more of a general discussion on understanding anxiety and how people can address it.
In talking specifically about anxiety, what factors often lead to the development of problems with anxiety?
Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to get a bit of an anatomy lesson today, because anxiety is generated in a very small area of the brain called the amygdala. As you know, your brain is divided into right and left hemispheres, and there's actually an amygdala in both sides. And in cases where people are traumatized, this little tiny area of the brain is very efficient at learning about the situation in which the trauma takes place. And so this learning is happening in that area of the brain automatically. So God wired our brains this way so that we don't have to take time to stop and consider whether or not we should take action later on when we're faced with another situation that is similar to the one that originally caused the problem. So that area of the brain is involved in what we call the fight, flight, or freeze response that we've heard about before. And I'm not going to get into all the specifics of that right now. But the problem is this, though. That area of the brain can then cause anxiety in situations where high levels of anxiety really aren't warranted. So the same part of the brain that helps keep us safe can then cause problems in other areas of our lives. So it's in these situations where ultimately people are seeking counseling for. So when I talk to my clients, they are able to rationally know or understand that they don't need to feel that level of anxiety, but they can't seem to stop it because their amygdala, again, doesn't act based on thinking. In other words, the thinking center of the brain at this point isn't active, but that little area of the brain, the amygdala, is active, and this is where the anxiety is generating from.
So how then do we cope with anxious situations if we feel like we're not supposed to feel anxious?
As Christians, we know that in the Bible, we're told not to be anxious. So I think that it's easy for some Christians to feel guilty about it or feel that they should just be able to turn off the anxiety simply because they're told not to feel it. So when that doesn't happen, it causes even more anxiety. Why? Because we're told we're not supposed to, but yet we don't seem like we can do anything to just turn it off. So that's a stance and a belief that isn't fully understood and, like I said, can actually make someone feel guilty on a level that may actually prevent them from getting the help with their anxiety. And getting help for anxiety is an obedient response to Scripture. It doesn't mean that you're weak or somehow you're not a good Christian because you're feeling like you can't do it all on your own. People that are seeking help are not weak, they're wise, and they're obedient to Scripture. So when you asked about coping just a couple seconds ago, Brandon, when you asked about coping with anxious situations, understanding how your brain creates anxiety and then what contributes to it is very important. There's another area of the brain that's involved in helping to trigger that anxious response in the amygdala, and that's the part of our brain, the cortex, that actually is involved in our thinking, in our beliefs. That's the big part of our brain, the cortex. And this is the area that we can directly control by looking at the messages that we take in from various sources, such as the mainstream media or social media, and where we can consciously choose to replace our thoughts and our thinking patterns with ones that will be more beneficial and that will actually help reduce the chances of that little area of the brain being activated to create the anxiety response. So this is where counseling can help. We can teach people about the patterns of their thoughts and what they actually believe and show them how those thoughts and those patterns are creating anxiety.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the noon report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.